Talking with Mark Spees of Select Security Systems. To this point, Mark, everything we've covered in this hour has all been specifically on the home. I mean, obviously, that's what we're trying to do is secure the home. What about just deterring to keep the burglar from even stopping at your home? I mean, is an alarm as a sign in your window or stuck in your yard that says protected by this type of home? I mean, do those even work? Does that deter somebody coming by? What elements, I mean, obviously, point of entry.
Absolutely. That's why we provide the yard signs and the window stickers as just a point of deterrent on the outside of the house. So when someone sees that, they think twice before coming into that house. And also, there's a couple of things you can do on the outside of your house to make your house less vulnerable, such as cutting your bushes away from your windows, keeping lighting on after hours. I mean, simple things like that will help deter someone from actually trying to break into your house. It's the little things that help.
And when you're talking about the lights that come on, motion lights, those can be quite obnoxious, especially if you've got an active neighborhood of animals or cats, or even the wind can be tripping those off. But that technology is advanced.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The lights that are available now, they have sensitivity adjustments on them. So they're great. You have less false alarms with the lights turning on and off throughout the night. But I mean, they're a great deterrent. So if someone walks up to your house, the house is lit up and, you know, people that want to be there will be there. And those that shouldn't be there usually turn around and leave because lights draw attention to the home.
And a lot of people in the security will tell you, you know, this is the desert. Put something prickly in front of your window to keep them from climbing in. But the fire department will tell you no. you don't want that if you're trying to jump out.
You get the fire department telling you no, and then you get us on the security side saying absolutely.
So what should a homeowner do? Let's say we've done all of our work. We've got a clean point of visibility from the curb to the front door where majority of the break-ins happen. They come right through the front door, kicking it in. They ignored the sign. It's the middle of the night. The front door kicks in. The alarm goes off. What does the homeowner do?
Well, the best thing for a homeowner to do would be if the alarm does go off, the majority of homeowners will immediately run over and look at the keypad and see what zone went off, what's tripping. And then let the alarm go through its cycle. Let it sound, let the siren go off, because that's going to be a great deterrent. And then also let your central station handle the call and make the call to you, verify whether you need assistance or not. But definitely let the alarm take its cycle and go through the steps to make sure you're secure before you just turn it off.
And the biggest thing, I think, is, I mean, there's nothing in my home that is not replaceable other than people. You know, you can replace
a picture. That is the one thing, definitely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, grabbing your loved ones and, you know, forget about, you know, so what, they got a kitchen knife out or your wallet by the front door, the keys and your Mustang's going down the road. All that's, you know, we're all insured. We've all got that covered. Just let it go. I mean, if you've got a lot of responsibilities in your home with other people, focus on them.
Yeah, the best plan, especially if you have kids in the house, is to have a plan. If the alarm does go off, what do your kids do? You want them to go to a common spot. For instance, my house is a two-story house. All the rooms are upstairs. If the alarm goes off, the kids are to go to my room immediately. That's the number one concern with your house.
So, well, we appreciate your time this Saturday morning, and not to create any kind of worrisome. I mean, it's pretty rare, but in the case that you are, it's better to be prepared. And that's what the point of this hour was. We hope you found it useful, and we appreciate all of our guests, the data doctors, Technosecurity, Select Security. Mark, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you?
Easiest way to contact us would be the office, which would be 602-230-1252, or you can also check us out online at selectsecurityaz.com.
We appreciate your time and partnership in being every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, sir. Oh, that was 4 hours. I don't know how they go so fast, but man, it seems like we spend all week preparing for these 4 hours, and they get here and it just boom, zoom. Where'd they go? Well, we appreciate it. We'll be back next Saturday. We'll be joined with our nonprofit partners, Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, and Military Assistant Mission, three great local nonprofits that serve our community and who we are working to help support and promote as part of our 30th year broadcast anniversary. We've put together a really fun American-made toolkit that's all got Rosie on the House 30-year anniversary custom etching, and proceeds from that toolkit will go to our three nonprofits as a way to give back. Thank you for 30 is our what we're calling it. Thank for 30 years of broadcasting. Without you, the homeowner, and the listening audience, none of this is possible. So this toolkit is something you'll have your the rest of the life of your home to fix and work on projects for the most needed hand tools that are out there. And it helps the local community support it, and it keeps Rosie on the House on the air for the next 30 years. RosieOnTheHouse.com. In the meantime, you can hit the landing page, 30th anniversary, and watch a fun little 10, 11-minute video we've spent the whole year putting together for you guys. And you get to hear Rosie just talk about the making, 30 years, right here, Rosie on the House.